Антон Павлович Чехов. About Truth. At the furthest end of the village of Mironositskaya, some belated sportsmen lodged for the night in the elder Prokofy's barn. There were two of them, the veterinary surgeon Ivan Ivanich and the schoolmaster Burkin. Ivan Ivanich had a rather strange double-barreled surname, Chimsha Gimalaisky, which didn't suit him at all, and he was simply called Ivan Ivanich all over the province. He lived at a stud farm near the town and had come out shooting now to get a breath of fresh air. Burkin, the high school teacher, stayed every summer here and had been thoroughly at home in this district for years. They didn't sleep. Ivan Ivanich, a tall, lean old fellow with long moustaches, was sitting outside the door smoking a pipe in the moonlight. Burkin was lying within on the hay and couldn't be seen in the darkness. They were telling each other all sorts of stories. Among other things, they spoke of the fact that the elder's wife, Mavra, a healthy and by no means stupid woman, had never been beyond her native village, had never seen a town nor a railway in her life, and had spent the last 10 years sitting behind the stove and only at night going out into the street. "I am not surprised," said Burkin. "There are plenty of people in the world, solitary by temperament, who try to retreat into their shell like a hermit crab or a snail. Perhaps it's an instance of atavism, a return to the period when the ancestor of man wasn't yet a social animal and lived alone in his den. Or perhaps it's only one of the diversities of human character. Who knows?"